A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I didn't hear him telling me to shut up. If I'd heard that boy tell me to shut up, I would have kicked off 10 times harder.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not going to tell me to shut up.
Right.
You're throwing a tantrum for no reason. You're beefing me for no reason. Like, you did the exact same thing that she did, but worse. Mm. You can't then.
Right.
And then Gemma and Tasha were giving me funny looks across the room, and I felt so uncomfortable. Like, at this point, I felt so uncomfortable.
Gemma and Tasha?
Yeah.
Now, Deji, before you went into the villa, there were stories about an ex or somebody, you know, I'm sure you're aware of it, who ran loose. And to me, it looked believable.
Like, and second of all, you don't know me. You've never met me to be talking my name in the first instance.
Summer, what's going on with you and Josh?
But I think Danica even told me when she first came in, because she wasn't an OG, that Paige was really like standoffish with her as well. I just think that's how she is with new girls. She said, oh, I just went to the kitchen and one of the boys said, oh, don't worry Paige, you're a 12 out of 10, Coco's only a 5 out of 10.
So and like then, for when you're doing that, you're not just hurting me, you're hurting everyone around us. Like, so her friends are even certain ones of her friends are kind of like, why did you do that? Because there was no, that wasn't actually necessary.
I don't understand it.
Like, and then I'd hear her laugh and they're like, oh, she's laughing. And then I'm like, okay, now you lot are getting in my head. I'm losing my head now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Guys, the Murad Murali podcast. We are back with some of Casa Amor's finest. Guys, we have Summer and Deji in the building. Thank
you for having me.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Good. Buzzing. Just out here living life now.
It's a lot, you know, to be coming out and you're seeing lights and you're seeing people are asking for your pictures. You're going to premieres.
Yeah.
Like, it's constant.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
and you look good as well. Did you not go with Coco?
Yeah, Coco. China, Josh. It was very last minute for me, but either way, pulled it together. It's weird, like, because it was in Leicester Square, so it's like, it's not. There's normal people just around anyway, so there's just people swarming you, like coming up to you, can I have a picture? Can you sign this? Like, it's just mad.
It's just
like,
it's a lot.
Life turned around real quick.
Right, it's quite overwhelming. But I feel like both of you had overall good edits. I feel like with you it was up and down, but I think you kind of brought it back in your power as well, and I feel like you gave energy in certain conversations that I thought the other girls weren't giving.
Yeah,
and I was like, yes, Summer is giving this energy. Like, I know you know what I'm referring to, but I'm just like, yes, Summer's doing what she needs to do. And Deji, your reactions,
I didn't even know.
And
that's the best thing about it, that you didn't even know.
Yeah,
you were just being yourself.
There's so many like pictures of you where it's just your face, like your reaction to something, and it's hilarious. People are loving it.
Absolutely funny. So we got a lot to talk about. Yeah. There's a lot for us to discuss, but especially when it comes to Casa Amor, I want to start with you, Summer. Your situation with, you know, Dami and you guys getting on well, very well, from what the other Casa girls said. They said that you two were inseparable. So I would imagine that is what happened.
Yeah, exactly, to a T. That's one word to describe it, inseparable. In Casa, we was literally all over each other pretty much after day one. Like, day one, he was a bit hesitant, you know, like, first meeting each other.
Right, feeling each other out.
Yeah, literally. And then from day two, the rest of Casa, inseparable. And he definitely sugarcoated that, the whole situation.
I don't know how you lot deal with that, both of you, because obviously you're like, you're with somebody in Casa, who are both OGs, you're getting on well with them, you're brought back into the main villa, and then you're seeing your relationship with that person decline as days go on. So how do both of you, I'll start with you first, but how do you navigate that in your head? Like, what am I doing next? Like, this is not going the way it was going.
Yeah.
I would just go mad.
Do you know what? It was weird, because it's like, cool, before Casa, like, we've got a vibe, like, you're saying you feel like you've got a connection with me, all this stuff, and then you bring me back to the main villa from Casa, and then when you brought me back, you literally didn't even give me a chance, and then it's like just straight back to India. So I was, that's why I was upset that night, because I was a bit like, okay, you said you had a connection with me, you wanted to still see where the connection's going, and the second we came back and everyone was back, like all the OGs were back in the villa, it was just like switched off. So I was just like, okay. But when you're in that villa, it's like you have to not hold a grudge with people because you're living in the same proximity as them. So it's like you can't hold a grudge because they're going to be over there, or you're going to be eating lunch at the same time. Like, it's just awkward otherwise. It creates such a tension, not just for you and that person, but for everyone else that is living in the villa. So I kind of just had to brush it.
Fair enough.
And not hold the grudge. I mean,
me, I'll just go mad.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, pick a side. I don't know what's going on. So nah. It's like, you don't feel
that,
like being
that
used.
Waiting period was long, I think, for the both of us, that period of coming back from Casa and then making their decision, because it was just that we were just here, just sat in the middle, just waiting for them to kind of make a decision.
Nah, not for me necessarily.
Was it not for you?
Nah. Like, for Dami.
Actually,
like, when
to
I
be
see
fair,
Dami,
India
Dami
did say.
Instantly was like, yeah, India.
India,
done.
Yeah, to be
you
fair.
What I'm saying? But India wasn't like that. So, like, for me, I didn't. Honestly, I did not think they were going to get back together.
Interesting.
Like, there were no, I swear, with what me and India had, there was no sign of breakage whatsoever. Like, none. So, like, when it happened, I don't know. Obviously, they showed my reactions before when I was just baffled.
Mm.
And then when we had the conversation, I was like, are you getting back with him or no? Like, just get to the point, because it's like, I didn't see any breakage before. Like, I was genuinely hurt because I just didn't think that was going to be the outcome of it.
Right.
That makes sense. So I was like, yeah, like, after it, I was like, I'm not going to fight for someone that doesn't know what she actually wants. Because conversations before that and after that were had where she just was mad indecisive. And I was like,
that's the thing, because unrelated to that, but I'm indecisive. And what you don't realize is when you're indecisive, people are waiting on the wings.
Yeah.
And they can only wait for so long.
Yeah.
The patience is like,
I won't.
I think we even had a conversation. This was maybe like day after Casa or 2 days after coming back from Casa, and we said, like, if they just keep having more conversations, then I'm just gonna cut it off myself.
Yeah.
And it got to that point, but obviously that night Dami told me anyway, but it was just like, I've seen you have multiple conversations with India now and you've literally not even grabbed me for one convo. So it's just like, all right, I'm literally wasting my time here, I might as well cut it off myself,
right? Because you don't even know what's going on, but you're seeing madness
literally in front of my face. Like, it's crazy. Like, you can't just bring me back here and then be doing an hour and a half chat India in front of the both of our faces. Like, it's crazy because we're just all in the same space. Like, it's hard to deal with.
So watching yourselves back, did you feel like there was a lot more that of you guys that happened that we didn't see?
Yeah, so much more.
In what regards? So
just like, regardless of my Casa thing, like, if we're talking about like the India and Dami situation, like, there were so many conversations between me and India that were had, like, before and after it, which weren't shown. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, certain people just think, oh yeah, he, like, India left him and went straight back to Dami. That was not the case.
Right.
So it's like, even though I'm glad with how the edit went, do you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't violate me or violate her or whatever. I just kind of made it short and sweet, kind of, here's the story, But, like, there was so much stuff after it that was said, and so much things before it.
Like, what? Can you give an example?
Like, prime example, me and her were just having a conversation about it all. Like, she kind of, not like double backed on herself, but she came back and was kind of like, I didn't want to end it, you did. Like, I wanted to have a conversation. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I wanted to get to know both of you, but I know what you're like. You're not on doing that kind of
thing. Right.
She's kind of like, you give me 100% or nothing kind of thing. And that's 1000%, that's me. Like, I'm not going to battle for you for someone else.
It's a lot. I'm the same. Yeah, I'm not battling,
like,
anymore.
Go focus on that situation, because, like, for me, there were times where they would go and have a conversation and it wouldn't bug me, but people would come up to me and be like, does that not bug you? Like, they've been chatting for blah, blah, blah. Like, and then I'd hear her laugh and they're like, oh, she's laughing. And then I'm like, okay, now you lot are getting in my head. I'm losing my head now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
And it's
not even just the fact that I'm not insecure, none of that stuff, yeah, but it's just the fact that when you like someone as much as you do in that place, because some people think that we over exaggerate it. Honestly, when they say, like, I love you, like, really deep it, we spend 24 hours of the day, we share a bed together and everything from day dot. You don't do that on the outside world. Do you get what I'm saying?
24 hours comes like a week.
It's
in there.
Crazy. It's do you know what I'm saying? And it's like the amount of time and energy I had to invest into her in Casa and more, when we coming back, bro, I'm on edge 24s. because I just don't, I didn't know if he was going to be a single or with you or not. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like when I'm seeing all of that, I'm thinking, okay, cool. The person that I've generally, because I have not liked someone for time now. Like now I genuinely feel like I actually like someone and I'm watching them get pulled away from me. Never seen that before in my life. Do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get texts and be like, oh yeah, it's not working out. I'm getting back my ex, cool. But you're watching that in real time happen and there's nothing you can genuinely do.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's like, how do you like mentally deal with that? Because it's like, you just have to just, because you came across Deji very chilled.
Yeah. Because what am I
very laid back. These were the Ovi memes. People were comparing you to Ovi. Both of you were chilling laid back as well. Yeah. Just like saying, you know, it is what it is.
But it is what it is though. Yeah. For me, I'm a strong believer in what is meant to be will be kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if she's meant to, I was saying to her in Casa as well, if you naturally gravitate towards him, I will not fight that. Do you know what I'm saying? But just don't be in a situation where you go in and he's with someone and things don't work out, or you both go in and you don't kind of work out and you miss me kind of thing. If I go in with you and you gravitate towards him, fair be it, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what will be, then I know that naturally whatever you have with him is a lot stronger than what you had with me. And I just kind of accepted that. Do you know what I'm saying? What am I going to do? Argue.
That's something you can't argue. You got to just deal with it.
Yeah, literally. Like when it came down to the decision, it was like, all right, well, we've got to move past this now. Yeah, I always knew it was a possibility because he explained that they had a connection before Casa.
Right.
So I knew it was a possibility. So it's not like I was completely surprised, but I think I was more surprised at the fact that me and him was so close in Casa for him to behave the way he did with me and then just completely flip
that switch.
Flipped the switch completely. I think that's why I was so surprised.
Yeah, I did not expect it.
What I didn't expect, I mean, of course, as a viewer, it's different, but what took me back is when he called you fake. That was a bit off to me because it's like, it takes two to tango.
I don't agree with what you said though.
You don't or you do?
Nah.
Right.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
Because like, I can't lie, she is one of like the people that she'll call anyone out on their bullshit if needs be.
Period.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just like with me and the Billy situation, when Billy was like ranting about the whole Danica thing, and I was like, and he was like, oh, I'm being made out to be a dickhead. I'm like, what? Like,
you are.
A bit, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, respectfully,
I'm not going to violate you to your face, but as your brethren, like, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's like, even with me and her, she did the same thing to me. Like, if she feels like I'm out of pocket, she will tell me that, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
When he said that and she reacted the way she did,
I think you reacted perfectly fine.
1000%, because you're attacking the character, man. Like, that's what I'm saying.
And I think with that situation, it was like, I was just trying to enjoy my toasty with Danica, have a little chill. And then he was like, come involved in the chat. Like, Summer, come over. And then he's trying to bring me in on their conversation. And it's just like, right, well, this is definitely going to kick off. I knew it. And then he made the comment that, oh, and I thought you was real, but you're just fake. And then immediately I saw red immediately.
Yeah, I would see red, blue, green, everything.
What do you mean? Out of everyone in this place to call me fake, it's coming from your mouth. I literally couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, I just, I saw red and then it was just, I kicked off. And then as I was walking away, when you see me say, oh, run it back, see if India still wants to chat to you, I didn't hear him telling me to shut up. If I'd heard that boy tell me to shut up, I would have kicked off 10 times harder.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not going to tell me to shut up.
Right.
Like, immediately, no, like that's not gonna happen.
Because when you said that, you know, don't piss me the F off, I said, yes, like, there's a girl coming with,
I'm
the
sorry,
energy for
but
some of these
you're
men.
Not about to violate me on national television, it's not gonna happen,
right?
Polish. Try to take the piss out of me on national television, no, because I'm not the one who's done wrong here. I've come in from Casa, and coming from Casa, you know, you kind of have not a job to do, but you know what you're coming in there to do when you come to Casa, you're gonna cause drama. So it's like, I've already come in from Casa now, and then you want to kind of act like I'm doing something wrong. Like, you should have just told India the full truth, basically, because he didn't tell her certain things that happened in Casa.
Right.
And that's kind of what kicked off that argument. But he's trying to make it look like that's not your fault, though. That's what I'm saying. And India said multiple times, she gave him times to tell her the truth. Like, tell me what happened in Casa. And he didn't tell her nothing. So that's not a me problem.
But he's trying to make it a you problem.
Yeah, like, he's trying to make it a me problem by calling me out and trying to drag me out in the argument. And I was just like, right, well, yeah, I'm just going to pop off then because I'm not about to have this.
Right.
Not on TV, try to call me fake and try to get me haters and all this stuff. It's not going to happen.
Did that continue? Or was just that it? Because that's all we saw.
Yeah, so after that argument, it was left. And then the following day was kind of when I was more upset about the situation because it's like, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, he's literally just called me fake on national television. Like, what are people going to think of me? Like, and then on top of that, like, I was still upset that Coco and Josh had left. And, like, I didn't really have a time to be upset about all of that.
Right.
I think everything kind of just clouded my head the next day. I was quite upset. And then I had a chat with Billy. You know, Billy gassed me up. and then he spoke to Dammy. Billy spoke to Dammy. And then Dammy finally spoke to me. And we kind of brushed it. But at this point, I still didn't know he told me to shut up. So when I've come out and I've seen it now, I'm thinking, huh? I wouldn't have even accepted your apology if I knew that you told me to shut up, because that's a bit mad. Like, that's going too far.
Yeah, because you walked away when you were
like, that's fighting talk. What do you mean shut up? Like, that's crazy. But
I just didn't expect that he would come at you like that.
Yeah, and that's why I was more furious with you and Cass,
and that caused you and him more than anyone. But I just don't get that disparity.
That's why I was so.
I didn't know what was said.
I was so baffled in that moment, because it's like, out of all people, you, like, I wouldn't, if anyone else in the villa said that to me, I'd just be like, oh, you know what? I don't even care. You could think that, I'm not bothered. But because it came from his mouth, it was like, right, now you're taking a piss, because we've been through a lot of each other in Casa, and now you want to turn it around in front of India and try to call me fake to make you look good in front of her. Like, it just was, it wasn't making sense for me.
So how were you able to navigate that tension with Dammy, but also have a friendship with India?
It's a weird one.
It is, like, a weird one.
Yeah. So, I mean, before I even went on the show, like, obviously when I knew I was going in, I said, I'll get on with India.
Right.
Like, we definitely have the same vibe. Like, we've got a couple mutuals. So, like, I know that we'd be friends. It just happens to be that I went in and tried to take her man or whatever. It was awkward the first few days. I think for everyone, even you Casa boys, it was very, very awkward
when you lot came back.
Yeah,
were there, did they make you feel unwelcomed? I mean, it may not be with intent.
Dammy wouldn't even speak to me. Like,
Is
it that serious?
Yeah.
Then we had, like, then I obviously had the situation with Jax, and then obviously Luke.
What did you have with Jax?
Basically, something in Casa happened. I didn't know what was said, but Paige had a conversation with one of the Casa boys, and the Casa boy, obviously, if you lot have been watching, you know when Dammy said, oh, I can read your mind, to Jem,
right,
he said a bunch of stuff. Yeah, one of the Casa boys said that to Paige, and obviously Paige took it the wrong way, innit, took it to heart kind of thing. And then, but they squashed it before we left for Casa, like before we left Casa. So I heard the conversation, but I didn't know what was said, but I knew a conversation between her and a certain Casa boy was said. We come to the village.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now, Paige has now obviously told Jax what was said, and he's obviously come over to us lot. He's obviously pissed, which I understand. And then he kind of goes like, which one of you Casa boys said this, this, and this? Obviously, I'm baffled as hell, like, what you're going on about. It's me, Josh, and Bill. And then, like, conversations were, like, exchanged, and then he was like, oh, well, if you lot obviously feel a type of way, say it. And then obviously us were kind of like, yeah, if we did, we would say it kind of thing. And then just kind of left it at that. But it's just like,
it's just, why are you coming so fast?
Nah, but I know, but I do hear it though. I do hear it though, because that's why I like Jax the way I do, because just like us, if you feel a type of way, he will address it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no fakeness with that guy. Do you know what I'm saying? He's real to himself. That's the reason why he carried himself the way he carried himself. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like after that, we grew a bond, like all of us. Like even the very next day,
like yeah, I feel like the boys kind of bonded quicker than the girls did.
Yeah, the
girls' divide was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, from the fire pit, from the Casa recoupling, I was getting devils across the fire pit, and then we obviously all got up and separated. The OG girls in one area, the three Casa girls in one area, like, and it was like that maybe for 2-3 days, I'd say. Like, we were just completely separated. Like, we didn't really talk. Like, here and there, you know, Ekin kind of welcomed us a little bit. She came over and was like the first person to say hello, like, along with Gemma. But the other girls were very standoffish. But I think it was because everyone was dealing with a lot as well, like, in their own couple. So everyone had so much going on.
Fair enough.
So everyone was just kind of pissed off, basically. Everyone was just fuming about everything. And then, yeah, the next few days, we was just separate. And then there was one night where, this was the night that Dami decided to stick with India.
Okay.
He wants to get back with India. So me and him are still coupled up, so we have to sleep in the same bed. So I've said, cool, like, you don't need to sleep outside. I'm not a horrible person. Like, I'll just turn my back and go to bed.
Right.
And then Gemma and Tasha were giving me funny looks across the room. And I felt so uncomfortable. Like, at this point, I felt so uncomfortable.
Gemma and Tasha?
Yeah. So you was in the lounge, right?
Mm.
This night. So it was like, you was away from everyone, but I was in the same bedroom with all the OGs. Like, I just felt so uncomfortable and I got really, really upset about it. And I left the bedroom, came back in, and I was telling Dami, I feel really uncomfortable. And then, like, I can see India, like, give me weird looks across the room. Like, it was so, so uncomfortable for me. So I spoke with producers and stuff. And the next day, they kind of prompted the OG girls that we need to have a chat. Like, all the girls need to get stuff off their chest.
Right. And
you need to come together. Like, the divide was that bad that, like, producers did have to step in and, like,
damn,
sort it out. Because, yeah, it was uncomfortable for all of us. I know Coco and China felt the same. It was just, like, we felt like we only had each other.
That's it difficult just, as well when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to go to sleep. And, like, I could just see people, like, screwing me across the bedroom. And I'm
isn't
like,
that serious?
What did I do? Like, yeah. I didn't do anything. Like, I didn't right. choose to be here. Do you know what I mean? Like, Dami right. chose me. Of course, I wanted to be there, but it wasn't my choice. So if you should be screwing anyone, it should be Dami, not me.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah, it was a weird one. Yeah, the divide was crazy at the beginning.
Throughout the time that we watched the show, a lot of people have seen clips of Paige act like she's in a clique, or act like she's in a way where she tries to push people away, or, you know, like, territorial, like, small things. Nah, does she come across like that in any kind of way in the villa?
I don't know what you went through.
Yeah.
But, like, from
your experience,
I've seen, she's a complete opposite.
Right.
But I just don't know what,
obviously. I think maybe she's a bit different with the boys than she is with the girls.
That's what I'm thinking it might be.
I mean, Paige is a tough cookie to crack at the start. I mean, she was a little bit standoffish at the start, alongside with some of the other girls. It wasn't just her.
Right, it wasn't just her.
But I even said to her one time in the kitchen, like, you are a tough one to crack, like, becoming friends with. Like, I think Danica even told me when she first came in, because she wasn't an OG, that Paige was really, like, standoffish with her as well. I just think that's how she is with new girls. She probably was like that with all the girls. Obviously, I can't speak for her, but, yeah, she was a bit standoffish, but I've said that to her. She does have her close girls in there. She's got Gemma. She's got, I think, her, Gemma and Tasha are kind of like really like a trio type thing. They've got each other's backs in there.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to when they were kind of shooing, when she was shooing away Danica and India because they were trying to sit and have a conversation.
Yeah.
That scene, nobody liked.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a small scene. Things can be misinterpreted. But yeah, like, a lot of people didn't like that at all.
So like the same way like me, India and Danica got very close towards the end, it's kind of just similar to how Paige has that with like
Tasha and Gemma.
And Gemma, yeah. Like they kind of keep things between themselves because that's like their three. But then the same way me, India and Danica would kind of keep things between just the three of us because it's one villa. Once one thing gets out, everyone is going to gossip
about it.
It's just like there's certain things you do just want to keep more quiet and more private.
Coco was here last week.
Mm-hmm. My babes.
And she did get emotional, but she did express about some of the boys calling her 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would love to address this.
Yes, because she did mention your name, saying that, you know, Summer told you.
Mm-hmm. Do you know which boy said that?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, so...
Who do you think said it though?
Because I don't, that's why.
At this point, are we all Sherlock? Because
obviously, don't say the name, because obviously I don't want...
No, I don't know the name. Yeah, so if we backtrack now, so this is after lunchtime. All the girls are sat in the den, and Paige left. So the boys and girls have to be separate at lunchtime. So it's just the girls and the boys are in the kitchen. So Paige went round to the kitchen, I don't know, to get ice cream, whatever she went in the kitchen for. And then she came back and her and Gemma were kind of sat on this side and I was kind of sat in the middle and the other girls on the other side. She kind of was not whispering, but low tone speaking to Gemma separately. She said, oh, I just went to the kitchen and one of the boys said, oh, don't worry, Paige, you're a 12 out of 10. Coco's only a 5 out of 10. And then they were kind of just sniggering with each other and then left it as that. But the thing is, I didn't, obviously, I couldn't see who was in the kitchen.
Because right.
It wasn't in my eye line to see who was there.
As in, yeah.
Yeah. And then, she didn't mention which boy said it. She just said the boys said.
Right.
So it's like, I can't pinpoint anyone's name on who would have said that.
Me, boy. I was not involved in that at all.
I don't know. If it wasn't you, then
clear to be fair, during them times, because obviously Coco was there, I weren't close with them.
I don't see you saying that though.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, I don't. No, it weren't me saying that, but
I don't see you being around that. I don't connect that with you.
No.
In all honesty, like, I don't. If I did, I'd say
it. Yeah, all that, like, can I swear on it?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, all that bitchy behavior, I don't really fuck
that's the reason I've seen, like, so many comments, obviously, after Coco's podcast with you about why did Summer say that to Coco? Why did Summer tell?
Are you not a friend?
And that's exactly what I've been saying. Like, Coco was one of my close friends in there. Like, we came in from Casa together. Like, it was me, her, and China. And then when China left, it was just me and Coco. So it's like, if I'm hearing someone call my girl a 4 out of 10, I'm going to tell her because I can't lie. I'm not going to have... And if I knew who said it, I would have gone to them straight and been like, why are you saying this stuff? Why are you calling Coco a 5 out of 10? She's far from a 5 out of 10. She's a 10 out of 10, so I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, I would have popped off if I knew who said it, but I don't know who said it, so...
I mean, if I was friends with somebody in the villa and that was my only close friend, I would also let them know.
Yeah, like,
110%.
There's no reason not to. I would tell you if someone called you a 2 out of 10. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and let people slate each other when we're all in... like. We've been picked out of thousands and thousands of people to be in here. You're not a dead thing if you've been chosen for Love Island.
Yeah,
period.
Respectfully. You know what I mean?
Yeah, respectfully. Like, that's just how it is.
No, she went through a lot.
She did.
Obviously, I ain't spoke to her nothing.
Because whenever I hang out with her, like, I'm just like, damn, you're so different to how you were on the show. Like,
no, and she is.
It keeps reminding me that's actually not you.
No, it's crazy. Like, obviously, we was in there. In the villa with her, like, she knows this. There's times where, like, she'd get on my nerves or, like, things like that, just about certain, like, situations and stuff. But now being with her, like, on the outside, like, and I think her getting all this hate stuff, it's made her so much stronger. She's such a strong girl now and she's so positive. Like, and I really do respect her for that. Like, she's a whole different person out here.
It was a lot, man. And it's just like, is it actually every day? That I was seeing, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's not that serious, man. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I actually
doing?
Didn't know she went through that at all.
Yeah. Like,
obviously, she held it down because I honestly didn't know. I didn't know that was actually going on.
Like, you can critique if you don't like how somebody's moving.
Yeah.
It depends on relationships and boyfriend, girlfriends, but, like, let's relax with...
Yeah, dragging her looks and all that.
But, like, honestly, like, the reason why I didn't know is because the girls would take forever to come downstairs.
Right.
But Coco would always be the first one to come downstairs when we're in the kitchen.
Right.
And she would chill with us a lot. So, like... there was nothing that gave me an indication that she felt any type of way about any of the boys kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if you felt a type of way, you wouldn't bring yourself around them. So, like, that's why I was so oblivious to all of this stuff now. So when I'm seeing it on the outside, I'm like, damn, like, I didn't know you went through that. So, like, for me, seeing that, I'm thinking, like, you're a strong-ass character. Because for me, if I know you feel a type of way about me, you can't come around me and I'm not coming around you kind of thing.
Right.
You know, so, like, I respect her for that because it's like, you're a stronger character than someone like myself.
Yeah.
Because me, I can't come around that nonsense.
No. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's like, you're just like, turning your phone.
Either I'll address it or just don't come around me, innit? Because if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Exactly.
And I'll feel the type of way as well.
Now, Deji, before you went into the villa, there were stories about an ex or somebody, you know, I'm sure you're aware of it, who ran loose. And to me, it looked believable because I don't know what they were posting. She posted like a screenshot of you date
and then it
of
was
the
like
June.
The camera roll. There was
camera roll.
Camera roll.
So I'm thinking, and then, you know, a part of me when I talk, like, something happened with Jay as well. Things happened with Jay's
exes.
Out.
I see that.
And I feel like when exes come out now, like, the other person can't really defend themselves. But also, is it true? Because the people are coming with receipts and it does look true. So you're really 50-50.
Yeah,
so I don't know what your thoughts are on that. But
now, obviously with that situation, like, she is not my girlfriend, not an ex, nothing like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she was a friend. The reason why I say was is because obviously like, I know her kind of banner. That's her kind of banner kind of thing. But it was like, it seemed more like she was out to get me kind of thing.
Out to hurt you.
I mean, that's what
which made no sense. Like, which made no sense. The reason why I FaceTimed her and like, in the holding villa and stuff like that is because we're generally friends, the old flame. Then fair be it. I understand why you're salty kind of thing, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But it's like, it was none of that. So when I came out to it, and it hurt my brother as well, because my brother's girlfriend is actually best friends with her.
Ah.
So it's like, my brother is kind of like, you're around me, you're around my family and that, like, we're actually like, you're close to us, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So like, for when you're doing that, you're not just hurting me, you're hurting everyone around around us. Like, so her friends are even, certain ones of her friends are kind of like, why did you do that? Because there was no, that wasn't actually necessary.
I don't understand it.
That's the first thing I did as well, when I come out, I can even show the text, like I messaged her, like, obviously, I see what happened. I hope you're okay. Da, da, da. I didn't need to do that.
Mm.
You did what you did. Like, I don't, I'm not expecting you to say sorry, but it's kind of like, I'm not saying sorry because I didn't do nothing and I didn't give you kind of any indication that, do you know what I'm saying? Like, because we're generally friends.
Do you think she's done it for the clout?
But this, that's another thing that was said. Like, my brethren's asked me that, but a lot of my friends know her and it's like, even if you gain the clout, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Of course, there's no longevity in it.
Nah, there's none. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when that was all going on, I was generally baffled. More kind of like, come on, man. Like, I honestly don't understand the intentions behind that. Obviously, I was hearing that she was getting death threats and da-da-da. But even though that's not my business, do you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, I want to have a conversation to understand what the hell.
Yeah.
That actually made, that actually came across believable to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Even when I saw it, I saw it at the airport.
Oh, really?
Not the airport.
Like, I was mad. Like, when I'm watching it, I'm thinking, like, what are you expecting to gain from it if you got dumped to go on a show? Like, what? I don't get it. Like, I'm still baffled.
That
like,
whole thing, it just doesn't, it just
even now, I feel like I'm, even now, I feel like I'm genuinely waffling because I just don't have the words.
Right.
So, for me to tell you means a lot because I've told you over my mother, come on, man. Do you know what I'm saying? And then you're screenshotting me while I'm FaceTiming you in the villa, in holding villa. So it's like, did you just have ill malice towards me the whole time?
Definitely. Yeah. That's the way
I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So then it like, it hurts me more because I'm thinking, this is generally a person that I felt like I can trust.
People change.
You do
man.
What I trust now.
When the, you know, when the followings go up, or the potential of that, or there's fame around, or it's a big, it's the biggest TV show in the
like,
UK.
Yeah. It just feels just like it just feels like it was planned, bro. Like,
yeah.
And that's what hurts the most, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, were you really planning the whole time to finish me? When we're on FaceTime, we're laughing, like we're bantering and stuff, like I'm chatting to you about stuff that's going on in your life and blah, blah. So like, I'm genuinely being there for a friend, like as a friend, vice versa. Mm. And the whole time you were just planning to just ruin my life. Like, that really could have ruined my life, can't lie.
Were there any arguments in the villa that we didn't see?
Yeah, no.
Between who?
Not even just us. Like, yeah, a couple of people.
Yeah, yeah. Us two
but
had
us,
a couple
yeah,
spats.
Us two. Yeah. Yeah. But like...
yeah, we had a couple spats. That's why we never like went down the route of coupling up and all of that stuff. Because we know if we was in a couple, we'd rip each other's
heads. Yeah, yeah.
Like, the way we was beefing, it's not okay.
What was it in regards to? Just like small things?
Yeah, it was minor. That's the thing. Yeah, when you're in there, stuff. Like emotions are heightened. So nah, like some... I could say one comment and it could just tick you off and then you'd be fuming. Do you know what I mean? Like emotions are heightened in there. So I get it. But I mean, I didn't have arguments with anyone else other than you, really.
Yeah.
Really.
Like, did you see anybody else have anything that we didn't see that you were just confused about as to why it wasn't shown?
Nah, not really. Just as if it's their story to tell, then it's their story.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think I've really seen any argument.
Not really. Obviously, you guys have kind of seen the thing with Billy and Luca. That wasn't really an argument.
Yeah, it wasn't even really an argument. Yeah. Too tough.
I don't even remember that.
Just when, obviously,
the whole
he
Gemma
wanted to find out
flirting.
If they were flirting and stuff like that.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I felt like Billy never came with the correct energy because Luca just felt like he was...
Yeah, that's the thing with Bill because, like, with Billy, Billy's not like us lot, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. He's more of a, like, he... would he doesn't like Pasa at all.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
Not like, it's not like we like Pasa, yeah? But he'll do anything in his power to avoid it. Do you know what I'm saying? And kind of say the stuff that you like to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that's the right route to deal with it.
He's got like such a jokey, fun character.
You can't like, hate him.
Yeah, like he'll interject himself into something to call it off. Like
for example,
the Gemma and Luca thing, like he will say his piece to make sure that there's peace completely between the whole situation.
But like certain but things that he needs to say live, like he hesitates to say it because he's like, oof. Like would that add fuel to the fire? Which obviously, fair be it. You're using your head, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just gotta just say stuff with chess and just whatever comes of it, comes of it.
I feel like that's the only way that people should take it.
Because that's
the best way to deal with it. Yeah. Even though you don't
Because it backfired for him in the end with the whole Danica situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? It backfired, but.
Backfired bad when it came to that.
Absolutely
bad. Yeah. Summer, when Natalia was in the villa, she said, you know, Paul Summer and stuff like this and mentioned your name. And then India and Dami's face was, even your face.
Yeah, I was baffled.
Everyone's face was like, where was that?
I don't even know what the build up was
I've only seen a short clip. And I think Dami says something like how he just brought me back here. He basically trying to say he used me like for the reason that he brought me back here.
Because
he's like, oh, look, like, I'm here now to India. And then this Natalia girl said, oh, Paul Summer. And I'm just thinking, what do you mean, Paul Summer? I'm glad I got out of that one. Like, and second of all, you don't know me. You've never met me to be talking my name in the first instance.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Like, there was just no need. And then when you guys heard that, you was like, oh, like.
Yeah, like what?
And then I think India said in the beach hut, like, I don't know why she's talking about Salma as if she knows her, which is just
which is fact.
I don't know you. I've never met you. Let me not talk too much, but yeah. Right.
I mean, it was odd. Need for that. Like,
there was no need for that. Should have just kept quiet, really.
I feel like maybe she just wanted to come in strong because
honestly, I could not tell you. I don't know. Like, I don't know where my head was at during that conversation, but it went in the room. I tell you that.
Dead.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't know what was said because sometimes, like, do you know why I was like that though? Because there were so many times, like with the new bombshells, a lot of them were stiff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Reese and Natalia seemed kind of stiff. Like would Jamie was on job.
Yeah.
Lacey was somewhat on job.
I feel like I could sense that.
Yeah.
I think I watched the episode where you guys got dumped.
Yeah.
Like, even from that episode, I could kind of see who had the flair and who didn't.
So like from that situation, it was like when we were playing truth or dare, we'd say something and then them lot would be like, oh, I don't know. And then after a while, I was kind of like, oh, this is dead. Like I'm not.
This is why this is so boring. Many people have said since like the rest of the cast a lot left.
Yeah.
Like, me and Billy and Josh, everyone boring. Left. They said that it's boring.
Nah, it was boring. Like when we'll tell them, oh, yeah, we dare you to do da-da-da or like they would always choose truth. Jamie was the only one that had heart to say dare, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They'll say truth and then would ask them something. And it's, oh, I don't know. So then when it got to, obviously, the situation when you were mentioned, my head was gone.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I started hearing, oh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, like, there's nothing that's going to come from this conversation, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So I just, I space out.
Who do you lot want to win?
Me personally, either Ekin and Davide or Dami and India.
I think I saw this in a paper article. I find that so interesting that you'd want India Dami to win, considering your journey with them.
I think that's childish.
What's childish?
Like that people feel like we have ill malice, like in our heart.
Yeah,
it's not even ill manners. It's not even ill manners, because I don't think that you guys would be. But my personal perspective was like, oh, you know, this person has used me.
Yeah.
It's told me I'm fake and whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do I want to see them win? No. That would be my stance.
No, do you know what?
It's mature of you to think that way and be like, you know what? Yeah. They have their connection and I want them to go far.
Yeah, literally. Being in there, obviously, like I said, you can't hold grudges in there. You kind of just have to keep it moving and take every day as it comes. So, yeah, and I think everyone in there could see that they do have a genuine connection. They do gravitate towards each other. And obviously, they've ended up back together for a reason.
Right.
So it's like, I do see that you guys are genuine. You have got a connection, so there's no reason why you shouldn't win.
Right.
Like, yeah, and then Ekin and Davide, I feel like they've carried quite a lot of the show.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I would want them to win. They're the most insane. Regardless of whose connections what, they're 100%. For me, they were the most insane.
100%. So right. Individually and as a couple.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, it's not just them as their couple. Individually they're funniest. To win because Davide is just an icon.
He's
and,
so jokes.
And Ekin is just everything in one,
like, right?
So I think they do deserve it as well, just as much as Dami and India. But I definitely want them to, as
David and Ekin. And it's not even like, obviously, I made the banner about when they were going to the Hideaway, and I was saying everyone but Dami and India, and it's just banter, innit?
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like when I've come out as well, a lot of people don't see how close I was with the boys, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm hating on Dami and India, but from what I've seen from the outside and being on the inside, Davide and Ekin have been the most entertaining couple individually and together. So that's why I feel personally like they deserve to win, kind of thing.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
But other than that, like, it's irrelevant who wins or what. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The biggest test is the outside world, isn't it?
100%.
Like, 50K is irrelevant. Like, that's.
I know. If you want, I don't know why the prize money is so small.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least $250,000. Minimum.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, honestly, you're there for love. You're not there for money. So I feel like the price.
Whoever wins,
the prize doesn't.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the reason why I feel like the 50K makes sense, because if you see, if it was like $250,000, for example, people will really die for Niash.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not really like, play the game. You know what I'm saying? That's
a good point, you know?
That's when it's not, people really will go in for the clout and the money and the like.
100%.
When I tell you generally, no one spoke about winning. No one.
I think the only time people spoke about winning was when I was there, and it was like the last 2 weeks, and people are actually thinking, okay, this is coming to an end.
Yeah, people were asking, who do you think will make it to the final?
Yeah, like we kind of had those conversations, and I think majority of people, well, I'm not sure about majority, but a few people in there said if they won, they would give the money to charity as well.
Oh, I didn't hear no.
Gemma and Luca said they'd give the money to charity. Ekin said she'd give it to charity. Tasha said she'd give it to charity. So it's
right, because I feel like they all know that they will have a good.
Yeah, like I'm not sure that everyone's in there and really cares that much about money.
No one cares about it.
Because when you're in there and you do have genuine connections, it's 25 each.
Like, especially when they were together, like, some people were just like, the only people that, like, person that was stressed about leaving, I guess, was Tasha, innit?
Yeah.
Other than that, no one really cared. They were like, bro, we got what we needed. If it's time to pack up shop, we'll pack up shop.
Yeah,
we don't
exactly.
care, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
What are your thoughts on just Gemma and Luca? Because yesterday was a whole episode related to them, and they
can't
clearly weren't communicating.
I've not even seen it, but I've seen like a few things on Twitter and stuff like that. Me personally, I do think Gemma and Luca's relationship is genuine. They're obsessed with each other, even on chill days. Anytime we're not allowed to be apart, they will find a way to find each other.
This is why I find it so confusing. He got really upset yesterday because she was sitting on Adam in a challenge or like licking his neck, but all the girls were doing it.
I think it's just
so he pushed her away, and then he didn't want to have a conversation with her on the terrace.
I didn't even see that.
And was like, and she was like, "You are annoyed. Why are you annoyed at me?" It was a game.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think maybe because it's getting closer to the end now, everyone just knows that this is coming to an end. Like the outside world is coming real soon.
But Luca's like gas for that. So
it's more. I feel like it's just more pressure now. Like the pressure is really being applied, and I think it's just the little things. And remember, they've been in there with each other for 6 weeks, and we've not seen much between Gemma and Luca. Bad stuff. No arguments really. I think they've had one argument. So I think they've been in there so long together now. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like the little things will just piss you off. Like, it could be that. But from my side of things and seeing it in the villa, I do think they're genuine. They're obsessed with each other. They don't leave each other alone.
Right.
Another note, like, obviously all the hate that Luca's getting, because it was quite bad when I came out, he was getting a lot of hate, him and Dami. And I was like, right, I get it, because the stuff he said about Tasha in the Pie Challenge, it wasn't nice. You know, it did come across as bullying. But at the same time, I've got a lot of time and respect for Luca, because he tells every single person in there how it is.
Yeah.
He does not lie.
He
will say every single thing to your face. He's very straight with everyone in there. And I really do respect
him. Well, then he must be getting a bad
edit. I don't think it's fair that people like say that they're bullies or whatever like that. But because obviously they classed Tasha as a friend, and like they're very direct, even with Andrew, Davide, whatever, they're very direct with whatever, how they see things from the outside. Do you know what I'm saying? They don't sugarcoat stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I feel like people nowadays, the truth hurts. That's a saying that everyone knows. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, the truth is harsh, and when you're seeing them go through whatever, that's the whole point of the challenge. You know what I'm saying? You pie them, you give your reasons, and they just, Tasha said, I'm not friends with them. Like, it's done. So then they said, okay, if we're not friends, we'll tell you how we really feel, because that's how you really feel. We'll keep that same energy. And they did. She didn't reciprocate well, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So
I think they're being so truthful and being so honest. And
people don't like that.
People have
what are they
flipped
like,
it into? You're
I guess because
the
movie
the show would
stuff,
be boring without both of them.
Tasha who?
Do you know
all
what?
That stuff, and he kept saying it, and people are like.
But it's just like I get it, but it's just like everything that's been said in that villa, she's heard once or twice before. I get it's not nice to keep hearing, but if you keep hearing something from someone, do you not then think maybe you should look at your own actions?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not in a horrible way, but it's just like people are telling you the same things consistently now.
This is interesting, you know, this Luca perspective, because I say this in my review, I don't like Luca.
This is why I was upset when I came out and I saw that Luca was getting so much hate, because I was like, what? I respect Luca. Like,
yeah,
Luca's
actually
in there.
My guy.
Like, he's probably
yeah.
one of the realest in there. He'll tell you how it is no matter what.
Same with Jax.
He doesn't
as well.
Care whose feelings he hurts.
Yeah, all three
say
of them.
Say it how it is. Yeah, they are very real. Like, so when I came out and saw the hate against Luca, I was like, what's
but
going on?
But do you think
on?
That's why he could potentially be... people don't like him? Because
yeah,
he doesn't care how people feel.
Yeah, he keeps it so real that he just doesn't care about what reaction someone's going to have. Fair he'll enough. Just say it.
Yeah,
regardless.
What needs to
like
be said is need
the way that that's been portrayed towards the public has maybe come across as bullying, and that's why people
that's
are taking it and run.
But that's not, which I don't think
I don't think Luca's a bully.
Nah, he's
I don't
definitely
think Dami's a bully. I don't
nah,
think
definitely
even
not.
Them are a bully. They just keep it real, and whether you're going to be upset about that or happy about that, they just want to be honest with you, because they have your best intentions at heart.
Right.
Because like you said, Luca was friends with Tasha at one point. So it's like Luca just wants to
and then,
have her best interest at
and
heart
then
by telling her the truth, but she just doesn't take it well.
Nah.
Right.
And then we're not friends.
And then
like, that's
to the public, it makes it look like he's saying all this horrible stuff and she's getting upset about it. And it looks like he's bullying her.
Yeah,
it's
being
not
too
the case.
Harsh on her, but that from the inside out, that's not how it goes at all.
Nah, it's not.
That's like a different world then.
Completely.
It's
two
really
completely
different
sides.
I don't agree with the portrait that's been painted about Luca and Dami.
Is there anybody else you don't disagree about in terms of portrayal, or is it just him?
What do you mean?
Anybody that comes to mind that, you know, you may have thought that way, they're coming across different than what we have seen, because you don't have lived with these people. So you have more of an accurate depiction than what we see.
Do you know what? Everyone else kind of lived up to what I kind of knew I was going into.
Fair enough.
Like Ekin's just out there. She's just like she's bubbly, she's fun, she's the main character, and she's considered the main character in there because of everything that she brings to the villa. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I expected that 100% going in there. Like, there's nothing from her side of things where I was like, oh, that's weird. Because I kind of knew she was gonna be that way, do you know what I mean? And everyone else is kind of the same. Really, I think the only one that kind of took me a little bit by surprise was Paige, because I went in there saying, oh, I really want to be close friends with Paige. Like, Paige looks so nice. But then when she was so standoffish at the start, I was like, oh, never mind.
I guess people get just territorial.
Yeah, I think that's what it is with that. And
especially when you're in
the
there for long, it gets to your head.
Yeah, it can do. Especially when you're like that like the OGs are together.
Right.
It's literally a clique. It's, yeah. It was so hard to get in.
Nah, that clique. Yeah, I agree with that. It was the hardest for me out of like all the boys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Because obviously, which confused me as to why Dami took things to heart the way he did, because he came back with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he came back by himself, then fair enough. Like, you can keep that energy in it. Yeah. But like, he was ignoring India. He's ignoring me.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, after a while, it was okay with Josh and Billy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I was like, he was like that. And then kind of him and Luke, obviously, like besties. So it's kind of like, if you don't speak to him, I kind of have no reason to speak to him as well. Like, because obviously they have their own kind of clique. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and then it was kind of like, yeah, it took a long while for it to
feel comfortable.
Die off.
I can't remember what day it was now, but I think it was, what day was it that you said, we were sleeping in the lounge together, so it must have been when we was both single. You said to me, this is the first day I actually feel like.
Yeah, I felt like myself. I
feel like myself.
Yeah.
And everyone could notice that because I spoke to the girls in the dressing room and they said, Deji was vibes today.
Yeah. Before like, that, I weren't me at all, you know.
So you like, just used to like chill.
Bro, I was like, there were even points I just didn't even, like, I did not want to be involved because it's like, I was going through like the heartbreak or whatever with India, do you know what I'm saying? And then it was kind of like, I'm not going to beg friend.
Mm.
I don't care. Like, yeah, I honestly don't, over. Like, and it's nothing against the show or nothing. I do not care enough to be like, oh, be my friend.
Yeah, literally.
I don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm not a beg.
Yeah, I don't
care.
And then
when you have that mentality and then you're going into a place where there's tension, it's just gonna.
Yeah, but like, for me, the tension is like, it was so relevant. Like, you're thrown, like, for me, obviously, Dami's my guy now. I'll keep the same energy with him in it. And I've been said to him, you're throwing a tantrum for no reason. You're beefing me for no reason. Like, you did the exact same thing that she did, but worse. You can't then be pissed at me and her and ignore me and her because it doesn't make sense. Do you know what I'm saying? But I was like, once me and him, like, he started the conversation and we squashed it from there, innit? And then life in the villa was hard. When the truce between me and Dami connected, it was fire from then on. And then obviously y'all started getting dumped and it became boring.
There was times where us four were actually sat on the day bed.
Yeah,
it was. All of us together, vibes in.
Yeah,
and they probably didn't show this.
Because what else can you do?
Do you know what it is? Like, I don't even know. Like, it was, from then on, it was just popping.
Yeah, from then on, it was fine. I think once everyone kind of cleared their issues and what was going down and stuff, then everyone just kind of... I think there was maybe like kind of two sides to the villa.
Yeah.
Despite obviously everyone being one and everyone was cool with each other, I still do feel like there was, you know, two sides.
Yeah, everyone had like their own clique.
It was kind of like me, you, Billy, Josh, and then India,
Danika,
Dami.
Dami, yeah.
Like that was kind of like one side. Mm. And then you had like Luca, Adam, like...
Not even Adam. Adam was kind of like bouncing about for
How was Adam? Like, I just...
At the start, obviously, Adam's obviously, bro, it's not his first rodeo.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He knows the vibes. So he was like kind of bouncing about. He didn't know what that squad is, his kind of squad kind of thing. Because it's like my banter with like Josh, Billy and me, our banter is completely different to what Adam's is, isn't it? His banter would probably be more with like Jackson that, but now you've caused tension with Jackson that, so he was kind of just floating about for a little while. And like, obviously Davide's Davide.
Davide.
He don't really talk, but
he
when
don't
he
have
like
a group, don't yeah have, yeah like, yeah
he just floats about there. Do you
fair
know
enough,
what I'm saying? So but with Davide, he couldn't chill with Davide even though they're like gym buddies, because Jay was his best friend. So it's kind of like, you can't come in and be a Jay and you can't really come in and be an Adam.
I hear that.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, his situation was a bit weird. Like, obviously you seen a situation when it was me, Josh and Jax, and he come over and had the little back and forth with Jax kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's because he just didn't know where to put himself. He was just floating about kind of thing. So it's like, I didn't know who the hell Adam was. I'm not going to lie to you.
Screaming.
Yeah. Like, so when people were like, Adam, I was just there like.
It was even embarrassing for us girls because it was like, got the text that Adam was coming in.
Who's Mr. Obviously, Adam?
We don't know. We're thinking, oh yes, I'm next Adam, you know.
Yeah, right.
We're thinking it's Adam.
They've got
us in the beach hut, gassing him up. Mm. Like, literally. I hope he's good looking. Him. We were going, A-D-A-M.
Ah, cheerleader.
And then what? In this life. Adam Collard come through. I said, don't ever show that footage.
Well, do you know who?
Ever show that footage of me screaming at?
Did you know who he was when he came in?
Yeah, when he came in, I was like,
mothers, I had no idea.
I swear his brother's from season four.
Yeah.
And then he walked up a bit closer. And I was like, actually, no, that's embarrassing because if it's not him, like, that's an L. Why did I say that?
Did he have the tattoos like that he did last time? Or
I don't remember. But then I got closer and then I put two and two together. I was like, Adam. It looks like him. It's definitely him. And then, yeah, that's when we kind of all clocked on. It was a shock. Big shock.
Adam was just floating for a while. Obviously, he's clicked it now. He's right. The guy. But.
Summer, what's going on with you and Josh?
Well.
Let's talk about that.
Spill the tea.
No, me and Josh are good. Like, we've kind of been speaking since I've come out. We've kind of been together quite a lot, obviously, because we've got, like, other podcasts, interviews, all that kind of stuff.
So you're in the same circle.
Yeah, like it's the cast a lot basically. We've kind of just stuck together since everyone's been back out. So yeah, you know, we've had a few chats here and there, a few things planned.
Oh, cute.
I'm not gonna let everyone know now. Right. I'm sure everyone will see.
That's cute. So you're just picking up from where you left off.
Yeah, literally. I mean, like, nothing's gonna be official yet, anything like that.
Nothing forced. Because people like to force people together once. It's so dumb.
Like me and Lacey are being forced.
Huh? Yeah. As in you now have to be married.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Whatever happens, happens.
Each day as it comes, like we're enjoying getting to know each other, spending time with each other and stuff. So yeah, there's no rush.
And
we're
that's it.
So it's like you don't have to rush to be in a couple or rush to, you can just take it at your own pace, which is something that I like.
And if nothing's there, nothing's there.
Yeah, exactly. And you just move on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But I do think there is something there, so we move.
What's going on with you and Lacey?
Yeah, I'm dying to know this tea.
Obviously, like with Lacey, I did not think like we'd get along as well as we did.
Right.
Because obviously, you know my personality. Do you know what I'm saying? I just didn't think like we'd click because we live completely different lifestyle, had completely different upbringings. But I was like, the girl can talk. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's something that I like about her. Do you know what I'm saying? So from then on, we just got along so well, obviously coupled up and stuff, but it's like people just, because we left together, they expect us to kind of just be like, yeah, your boyfriend and girlfriend, and by like 2 weeks you're married kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like people forget that we only spend like 3 days together.
72 hours.
Our situation isn't strong like that. Does that make sense? So it's like, it's very, I hate using this word, but it is early days kind of thing, but we're just wild chilled. Yeah. We're just wild chilled, like we just message each other, like like I'll shout you in a bit,
The best way to,
and it's not fake between me and her, like it's actually just wild chilled, like. But I couldn't tell you next week we're definitely gonna be together or we're gonna break up. I can't tell you because
want you to be as fast paced as you were in the villa.
In the villa, it's impossible.
People are dying for me and Josh to come out and say, oh yeah, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, it's not gonna happen anytime soon because we're not in the villa anymore.
Just remove that pressure yourself because the world won't remove
it. Honestly, like, bro, like I'm out now. It's gonna be wild. Do you know what I'm saying? She has a busy schedule, I have a busy schedule, so I'm probably not gonna see her until we have our like Love Island meetups and our schedules meet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like all the speculation that me and her like done or we're like together or it's fake or just needs to chill, man. Like, whatever will be, will be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but like I do generally feel like she's a cool girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy like her company and stuff like that. So it's just until later on in life, I can't tell you anyone what's gonna kind of unfold. Do you know what I'm saying?
I had like Molly and Jasmine here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they relayed that there was some kind of Casa Amor girl rift.
I was going to even ask about that, but that's none of my business.
Girl rift.
And I just thought that I would have to ask you that because obviously you're part of the Casa Girls. That, you know, there was some issue between Jasmine and Coco.
Oh.
And then Coco came on and was very confused by it, thinking like, I don't understand what's there. There was nothing there. And shit, there was a connection with Andrew Jasmine had and that, you know, Andrew played her.
Yeah.
I don't know if you even watched the interviews, but.
No, I've watched a few like clips of like where people have said different things.
Right. And I don't know if you can even make sense of it because.
Yeah, no. So what happened between Jasmine and Coco was not deep whatsoever. Like, it wasn't deep. There was nothing crazy to it. It was literally just the fact that obviously all of us have come in now. There's six of us. There's six guys. Some guys may not give it up. Some guys might. So I think it was maybe Molly.
Mandem would have freed it up if you moved correctly. I'm not going to lie.
Say it again.
They would have freed it up if certain people moved correctly. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everyone was freeing it up apart from Luca.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I think it was like Molly, Cheyenne, Jazz and Coco all had Andrew in their top three. So it was kind of just like a battle, basically. Yeah, literally a free for all. And then I think obviously Jasmine had a chat with Andrew, said they wanted to get to know each other. And then he had a chat with Coco, said they wanted to get to know each other, but actually kissed Coco. And then Jasmine found out and was pissed off about it. Kind of had a little tiff with Coco, nothing major. You know, I sat Jasmine down and I just said, listen, like, we're all in here for ourselves at the end of the day. Like, you've just got to take it for what it is. I've still got your back in here. I've still got everyone's back in here, but I'm just keeping it real with you now. Like, it might not work. You might choose Coco, but then you just move on. Move on to the next person. There's 5-6 other guys in here that you can chat to. You just have to put yourself out there. And I don't think she had the easiest ride in there, Jasmine. She did find it quite difficult.
That's what I think is. I think maybe they're both right. Where it wasn't that deep, but someone has taken it more personal.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. And more sensitive. Yeah.
And that's just so everyone went with Andrew then?
Andrew was in a lot of the girls' top three.
My guy.
along with Jax and Jay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I see Andrew.
But the only thing, obviously Jay's my boy, but I was like, were people having him in their like top three because he was like a ticket in, because obviously he was like the only single one?
Maybe. I mean, would I, if I was
a good looking guy, but it's risky with Jay because Jay won't free it up for you. If he feels...
Do you know what?
Yeah, that with China, he dropped that quick.
Jay
was never in China's top three. So she was quite taken back by Jay. She was like, oh, wow, okay. Like, Jay's a vibe. And they got on well, but obviously I just don't think Jay had that connection with any of the Casa girls.
Right.
And he just had to bring someone back. And he just brought back the girl that he...
No, but his reasonings were valid, though, as to why he brought back China. He just said that he felt like all the girls were just... Because he said that he was going to give Molly a chance, but then Molly was just... chatting to everyone kind of thing, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But China wasn't active like that. She was quite reserved.
Yeah, I think China really kind of spoke gravitated to Nami and Jay. And then like, they did get on really well as friends, I completely understand his choice.
So he said like that's what made him like naturally gravitate towards her. Because obviously you're a very good looking girl, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was like, she was the only girl that kind of held composure and just wasn't like trying to talk to everyone. And that's what made him just was like, do you know what? We'll see what's happening here.
Last question before we wrap this up, but as you've come out and you were both part of intense couples and you both, you know, kind of left those couples and whatever, and there's so much dialogue about it all and everyone's dissecting everything. When you see critique or things that you may not agree with, like, how do you deal with that mentally? Because it's something that you haven't experienced before. You're seeing conversations on like forums or Twitter and you're just like, how does that even flow in your head?
Me personally, I think where I kind of done Instagram like small influencing before, so I've had the kind of trolls in the comments and stuff like that, but obviously this is on a whole different scale. You know, people are having conversations, public conversations on Twitter and all these different apps. It's a lot to take in, but most of the time I just don't even bother to even search for it or even bother to and if it comes to my attention, it's just like, oh, okay, take it on the chin. Most of the memes and stuff about me on Twitter, I just laugh it off because realistically it's funny. I used to troll Islanders with previous series and retweet stuff and all these memes as well.
It just comes with
I think it's hilarious. It's what comes with the Love Island experience. Like, you have to kind of know what you're getting yourself into before you actually go on a show like Love Island, because the critiques and everything that people say about you when you come out, it is a lot to handle. But me personally, I take a lot of it on the chin. I've not had one comment so far that I've been like, okay, that's out of order, that's out of line. Like, I can understand everyone else's perspectives on it. So, for example, the Dami in India situation, I can understand why people would think I'm a homewrecker. Or, do you know what I mean? I get it. That's not what I am, but I get it. Yeah. So I just take it on the chin type thing. Mine's not, I've been all right, to be
fair.
I've not had too much bad
Deji
stuff. For me, even though I say, I don't want peace, I want problem.
You know, everyone thought that you got this line from me. And I said, listen, this line is not from me. It's a meme, guys. Let me look at the camera. It's a Nigerian meme.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Viral. And everyone says this.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Deji watches Marauder. And that's why he said, no.
Oh, do you say that?
A lot of people, I said, I want peace, I want problems.
I know.
And I used to scream that in my last
video. Yeah.
This is from a meme, guys.
Yeah. It's from a meme. Even though I say that, please do not disturb my mental health. Please, man, like, I don't all of that, the negative stuff, like, I know everyone's entitled to their opinions, man, but you got to understand, like, even though we're on TV, we're all just normal humans, man. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, the stuff that you do, like, the stuff that you say, you have to really deep, like, how would you feel if it was said to you kind of thing? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, seeing Coco, how she was, hurt me. Like, it hurt me. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, someone's words has made you feel kind of way. And it's like, I feel like people do forget that we're normal humans.
That's why I think this podcast is essential, because this one is just humanizes everyone. Yeah.
And like, I want to say thank you to you for, like, obviously helping her better her situation, helping Coco better her situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I felt like I wanted her to say a piece.
Yeah.
Somebody else has said something, you're entitled to respond and defend yourself.
Period.
And then I also wanted to talk about, when I did talk about the trolley with her, some people were like, oh, Murad, you're really going in on describing it.
But I'm
like, I should have gone in way more. Because people don't actually understand how mad it was. She used the clips.
And I think people kind of saw that and said, okay, that's bad.
Right. Let's look at people
like, this can really affect this girl's mental health badly. And I think she's got a lot of love from that.
And because she came out straight, and when she came straight here, and that has solved that, because that could have prolonged.
Just cleared it all up, man. That's all that was needed.
Any interview, people are like, oh, she's actually that stush girl that nobody actually likes.
No.
I mean, anyone that comes on this show, again, you have to know what you're getting yourself into. It's inevitable that there's going to be trolls.
It could be a long day for us.
Yeah, a long day. It's inevitable. So it's like, you just have to know what you're getting yourself into, and you have to be quite strong-minded.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if you're not strong-minded in a certain moment, in general, looking at the bigger picture of things, you have to be strong-minded. Otherwise,
because obviously
trolls and the internet will tear
the trolling won't last forever. That's the main thing.
It won't. Because
what people, I think,
but it feels like it does in the moment.
It does. Mm. But like, a lot of people probably all now forget this, but at the start, Davide was hated. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that was because of his relationship with Gemma.
That's out of his control. Do you know what I'm saying? But It just shifts. Yeah, 1 minute you're loved. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's very.
But it's like, obviously,
that's how the journey is.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm new to this. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I'm not used to seeing like bad stuff about me on like.
That's what I'm saying. You're not used to seeing it. So it's like, I'm here.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't imagine what it's like for a girl, because it's so hard for a girl when it comes to like their appearance and stuff like that. And it's like, you're sat there and someone's talking about this part of you and that part of you and rare. And it's kind of like, damn, like, you've come out to all these people nitpicking at certain features of yours, and it's like, it's going to mess with your head. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I think it was worse because like, some of the other girls that had come out weren't getting that and weren't getting it as hard as Coco. So for her to...
And she was sitting there thinking, Coco's like, what's someone complaining about?
Yeah,
when she was sitting and I was thinking, what's someone complaining about?
When you actually know Coco, when you actually sit down and have a conversation with her, she's not all these things that people say about her. There's nothing wrong with her. She can be a little bit loud, a little bit crazy. Yeah, so what? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with a girl. People just don't have anything better to do with their life.
Yeah. It's really scary when it comes to...
The internet is very scary.
When it's that continuous, constant pace of just... She was very thankful. She uses stuff herself, content herself.
Yeah.
You do what you want with it, and it helps her. And she's like, that's enough.
She handled that like a boss.
She did.
Because I don't know, if me, I could have probably crumbled. I don't know.
I'll crumble.
I don't know. So she held that together. I can't lie in it. So it's like, my respects. Hats off to her. I'll be seeing her soon.
And hats off to you guys for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate gracing me with your presence, guys. I do like both of your energy.
Thank you.
I feel like the way I saw both of you on the show, I'm seeing you guys now.
I can't lie, we kept it real.
That has shown through for me, because some people get those edits where you just don't know, like Coco. Yeah. But I feel like for you two, I feel like the way I'm seeing you on TV is how I'm seeing you now.
Like, honestly, like, even though me and her have had like our ups and downs or whatever, but like, this is like my guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you guys are soldiers.
She'll call me out on any bullshit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, we just keep it real.
That's
just how it is. And like, within the CASA circle anyway, so like me, you, Josh, Billy, China, Coco, we all keep it real with each other regardless, even on the outside world. Like, obviously you've not been here, but even when we've just been out places and stuff, like, nah, that outfit looks dead. Don't wear that.
Yeah, that's me as well.
As an outfit doesn't bang, like, let me take you somewhere and get you a better outfit.
I don't ever want people to be like, oh yeah, they hate each other. Like, why were they not together? Clearly they hate each other. Cause like, when me and her were going through like our situations, bro, like, she would come into my room and be like, she would sit down and be like, yo, are you okay? And like, when she was crying, I would hug her and stuff and like, you okay? Do you know what I'm saying? We're actually there for each other. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, even though the romantic thing didn't kick off, do you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I feel like this is someone that I can actually call my friend for life, kind of thing. Yeah. And that's something that I can genuinely take away from. That's generally something that I can take away from the experience, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, with her, hot and hot, it will cause pain. But Josh is more cooler than I am. Like, he's more calm to certain situations. So, like, for them, it makes more sense. So like so many people are like, why are they not together? But it's just like,
yeah, Josh seems very chill.
Yeah, he's a very chill.
Yeah, he is. I feel
like
he does have that like fun bubbly side.
Yeah.
Matches my energy completely. Yeah. But like he is more like where I get so fiery and riled up.
He can calm her down.
Yeah.
100%. Me, we'll argue. Yes.
We'll be going for
as
days.
In table tennis. Back and forth.
Yeah.
Won't stop.
Now, are you lot on anything else outside of Instagram? Do you lot do YouTube or anything else?
Oh, definitely.
I'm trying to
any socials that I can plug in the bio?
My Twitter.
Your Twitter.
Is my first name, last name of an ex.
I'll put it all in the bio for
you. Yeah, my Twitter, my TikTok.
TikTok. And your Instagram.
I want to change my handle, but I can't yet.
You don't have to put my Snap on there.
Handle on what?
On all my socials.
You want to change it?
Yeah, because obviously, normally it was my nickname, That Kid Dej. Do you know what I'm saying? But like obviously right now it's just deji.adani. And everyone's just struggling to find out. I don't know why.
I feel like both you and Dami dress very well.
You think?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Both of
you. Dami's Mr. Dripping Media.
I see both of you doing menswear related stuff.
I said that to
even
Dami.
Together.
I said
even
to him,
Dami
can
dress.
Dami can dress very well.
Dress
I could
boy.
See you doing LV. Like, I could see him doing big brands.
Right. The big ones.
Yeah.
They're proper, like, chic, sleek shit. That's what I see.
Not Boohoo, not.
Whoa! Don't fumble his bag, please.
He gives that aesthetic like that. He's like should be walking an off-white runway.
Right, and I see like Dami doing like perfumes.
I
don't know what camera. But Boohoo, if you want to shout Dami, and give him the bag, please do.
Or even shout Deji now.
Yeah. Your boy as well. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no.
No, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Honestly, for gracing me your presence, and their socials will be all in the bio. Go and check them out, guys. Go and support them. Very good vibes from these two. Honestly, I appreciate it. Daily and consistent, guys. The Murad Murray podcast. It will be out very soon.
Excellent.
Thanks. Sweet. Boy.